Hello, welcome back to Surviving Grief. I pray that everyone has had a beautiful week and weekend and an amazing start to this week. Today's episode of Surviving Grief is called Truth Is, I Don't Know. And, you know, sometimes when you're going through and life is life and you're praying and you're trying to be still and know and life is still life and you're not hearing from God and nothing's changing and you just feel the weight of everything, you know. And, you know, in my experience, you know, I feel like if you can't trust God, who can you trust? You know, trusting God should be easy. But for a lot of people, some days it's not. And I find myself in this space. I was telling my sister that, you know, some days I find myself and I'm like, you know, yesterday I could conquer the world, but today I feel like the world is conquering me. And I guess that's okay, because healing is a process. And you know, for the last couple of weeks, I have, you know, at night, you know, I haven't been able to sleep and I cry a lot and I'm just crying. I'm grieving so many things. And, you know, when you're going through, you know, the Bible says after you have suffered a little while and, you know, my little while seems like forever. And, you know, at night, I think the word I use the most is, God, I'm tired. Like, you know, I said, Lord, I'm trying to trust you, but this hurts. And I'm trying to hold on, but the weight of everything I'm going through is heavy. And today, the weight hurts a little more. Today, the weight, the W-A-I-T. And God, I love you. I know that you're good. But what I'm going through doesn't feel good. So I'm like, Lord, let your victory and healing just creep through the broken cracks of all this messed upness is about me. And God, give me your favor and let your power overtake the forces that's trying to stop my breakthrough. Destroy the plots of the enemy against me. And God, I know you're greater. And I'm just like, Lord, show me. You know, God, show up. And, you know, waiting, when you're waiting on God, you know, they say while waiting, be of good courage. And, you know, I get all of that. And to be honest, it's easier said than done. And, you know, you don't want to rush God, you know, because first of all, he ain't going to let you rush him. And then, you know, when you know, the problem for me isn't in if God's going to come through. I believe that God is going to come through. My problem is, I have no patience. And I know that. I don't think I really ever have been a patient person. And sometimes we be patient about the wrong things, you know. And, you know, I believe in my heart after, you know, my breakdowns and crying and like, God, did you forget about me? Where you at? You know, all of that. I know that God has something for me on the other side of everything that, you know, and I'm realizing that the waiting isn't just about what you get at the end of the wait. It's about who you become in the waiting. You know, so when you're going through, you know, I feel like, okay, God has me in this position of isolation. And you know I'm very much isolated. And it's not talking about, you know, it's no family, it's no friends around, none of that. That's not what it's saying. You know, God has me in a waiting because, you know, it's about who you become in the waiting. And you can very well wait for something and get it and not change, not allow the wait to change you. But in order to get what God has for you and to keep what God has for you, I do understand that there are things about Cheryl that need work. And God is, you know, strengthening me and conditioning me in the weight. You know, all the time it doesn't feel like it. You know, some days, like I said, I probably cry more than I pray. But, you know, I get back up and I do it again the next day, whatever it may be. And, you know, sometimes we can get so, you know, frustrated, you know, when things are not happening. You know I need a job and I've been applying and and, you know, and the things that you think somebody would hire you, you know, right off the bat, you know, you got the experience and, or, you know, some stuff ain't rocket science. And I've just been getting rejection after rejection after rejection. And, you know, it happened the other day. And, you know, at first I didn't get upset. And then a couple of days later, you know, I found myself like really upset and like, you know, God, I don't know. Like, you know, what else you want from me, God? What do you need me to do? Because this is, to me, it's ridiculous. You know, it's a job. Like, you know, I couldn't get a job at Amazon. I couldn't get a job at UPS. After I did all the paperwork to be hired, then they sent me an email and said, nope. And it made me, dang, it just crushed my little spirit. And I, you know, and I know that waiting can be rough, and especially when you're in need of something. And I know that in the waiting, that's where you will discover who you really are. And, you know, when you're healing and just trying to be better, and you know, I often tell y'all that I'm that, you know, very much I'm gonna figure it out person. And I find myself, you know, I get stuck. Like, I can't even figure it out because I know that, you know, as much as I hate it sometimes, you know, God is not asking me to figure it out, you know. And, you know, I'll be like, God, I just don't know. Like, I need a job. You know, how am I going to take care of myself and the girls? You know, I still got car payment. I still got insurance. I got things, you know, the credit card payments got behind. And, you know, and I just feel abandoned, alone, stuck. And, you know, you know, some days I hurt, and you know, no one likes to hurt, and I just want the pain to just go away. Like, God, take it away, because I know He can. I know He can take it away, but I also know that, you know, I told God that, you know, God, I've done everything. I've done everything that I can. I'm done. And God is just saying, good. Now I can begin. Just be still and trust me. You know, and I do realize the longer that we hold on to what's not from God, it only delays His plan and purpose for our life. And, you know, God can do so much more with our surrender when we give Him complete control. And, you know, we want control, because if we got control, you know, things can potentially go your way, you know. And, you know, I, the heart that I have, you know, I find joy in uplifting people and helping them. And, you know, that's just me. And, you know, I haven't been able to do that, you know, lately. And, you know, I kind of feel, you know, bad about it. But I also feel, you know, that the things that I've been through this past year and a half, you know, and, you know, it's involved people that I love dearly and, you know, would do anything, you know, for. And, you know, I felt like, you know, I just got discarded. I just got thrown away, like yesterday's trash. Like, you know, I didn't matter. And it makes you, you know, question yourself. And I put a post up and said, there is nothing wrong with you. You are the right thing in the wrong place. You know, in some things, that's true. But I think when it comes to down to family and stuff like that, you know, you shouldn't have to feel that way. And, you know, I'm learning a whole lot, you know, lessons that I've never wanted to learn. I'm learning. And, you know, I thank God, you know, some days I'll be like, oh, Jesus, you know, can you kumbaya today? And, you know, as anyone that's grieving the loss of anything, you know, we all deal with grief differently. And, you know, I think for me, everything just came at once. And it just took the life out of me. It's like somebody punching you in your stomach and you lose your breath. And, you know, I am in the downward spiral of coming undone, you know, and I know in that I will truly at some point begin to see who I really am. And, you know, because that unraveling is going to allow me to break free from, you know, what God has been trying for so long to get me to open up my hand, let Him take. Because, you know, I looked at the analogy where, you know, if you ever seen the little depiction of Jesus And he's kneeling down with the little girl, and he has this small teddy bear with him. And, behind the girl, I mean, behind, Jesus, it's this big teddy bear. And, he's saying, let that go, because I got something bigger and better. And, in our minds, even though I can't see what God has for me, at the time when you, whatever it is, you might love it, or you might had it for so long and you want to keep it. And God is saying, let it go. But in letting go, you have to, it requires trust. You can't, you have to fully let it go. And sometimes we let things go, but physically, but not mentally. And, I know that you have to let it go fully in order for God to, do what he needs to do. And I said a long time ago that, God will disturb what has your attention if he doesn't have it. So, God be telling you, as Lisa told me, like, Cheryl, it's me and you. And it's crazy. I don't know if anybody else ever been in the space where you regret not listening to your gut, or not following God's instructions, and of letting go of things, people, places, and sometimes we get complacent in the situation that God is trying to take us out, even jobs and friendships and relationships, and God be trying to remove you. And we're holding on so tight that it doesn't allow God to, it doesn't leave God space to do what he wants to do in our lives. And I have been so I don't even know how to explain it, but I know that God is just saying, Cheryl, I am enough. I am enough. And right now, he's not saying that you don't need your people, your family, your tribe, or whatever, but God is saying, I am enough. Right now in this season, I'm all you need. And I've become, so transparent with my journey, because ultimately I pray that it helps someone. I do. And I look at the emotional roller coaster that I've been going through, and things that I go through, and I don't even care. I'm more interested in how my life right now feels to me than how it looks to others, because at the end of the day, this is about me. Well, part of it is about me, because I strongly believe that, Cheryl, what if everything you're going through is to bring somebody else out of what they're going through? And, when you're going through, like, not that you don't care about nobody else, but it's hard to to, you know, I think on some level it helps me, you know, to help people when I'm, you know, because it, you know, I feel like it's some light that I can see. You know, you may not understand it if you're not a giver, you know. And I do think that, you know, it may be a good thing that right now, only person that I need to give to is myself. I need to, you know, in this season, I need to make sure that Cheryl is okay. I need to make sure that I'm whole, because, you know, I've really, in the last 2 weeks, I have really, really realized that I don't even recognize myself. I don't even know who I am. You know, and I was, you know, because I've lost the weight and, you know, clothes is whatever, is a challenge. But anywho, I look at my old pictures and, you know, and the only thing I can say is I remember her. And, you know, I just want God to just, yeah, heal me and make me better and, you know, take me out of survival mode. And, you know, I've cried so much. I don't think I've ever cried so much in my whole life as I have this last year and a half. And, you know, this has taken me down a path that I never wanted to go. And I never wish this on anyone. And, you know, and through all of this, you know, I want to remain who I am, only this time with wisdom and discernment of who I allow in my space. You know, because sometimes we get, you know, I say bitterness breeds hatred. And I ask God, you know, through everything, you know, don't allow me to become bitter, you know, and allow me to, whatever space I'm in, allow me to know that you wouldn't bring me to it without carrying me through it. And I know it's, you know, because you can talk a good game. And when I'm talking all the time, I 100% fully believe in everything I'm saying. And sometimes that one little thing creeps up and I'm feel like I'm back at square one. And, you know, I know that, you know, I said, you know, I was telling somebody that I was talking to on the phone, I said, I love it when God does something so profoundly personal so that you know he sees your pain. And God does what only he can do to remind you, you know, that he is God. And, you know, I feel like the butterfly in the cocoon, you know, before that butterfly gets out that cocoon, he have to be uncomfortable to develop his wings. You know, there's a process, you know, but when if anybody's seen, you know, time lapse of a butterfly coming out of the cocoon, when a butterfly emerges from the cocoon, it's beautiful. And I have my life right now is uncomfortable. And yeah, truth is, I don't know. And it's uncomfortable and I'm tired. And, I want God to, come see about me and, yeah, do something for me. And, sometimes, I was listening to Bishop Jakes and he was preaching and he said, when we're going through things and, we lose people and even family and, he say, if you're not careful, you will undervalue who stayed while chasing after who left or who's next. He was saying, don't neglect the people who stayed with you for the people who are next to you. And sometimes we're in pain and we're going through and life is life in, and we tend to, shine a spotlight on the people who broke our heart, who betrayed us, the family that's acting stupid, the people that you love and would do anything for and always had their backs. We get them too much. And I know that it doesn't always feel good, but I do trust that when God is removing people from my life, family, relationships, friends, lovers, whatever, when God is removing people from my life, yes, it hurts, but I know that He has a purpose. And, if God moved you away from a person that you loved and would have did anything for, and you don't understand why, and He allowed that person to hurt you, and whatever. It hurts. You're human, but I trust that God has His reasons, and I also know that whatever God's reasons is, it's none of my business. Is it concerning me? Yes. Do it hurt? Yes. And some days, I think about the relationship and I just don't understand it, and I cry because, I've learned that no matter how good you are to people, they will do you like that. Like, it doesn't matter. And, just because you're kind, you got to remember that people are not you. And yeah, they're not you, and you can't expect, them to be you. But you think in your mind, if you show them love, if and you're giving them more and giving them more, and somebody say, why are you giving them more of what they already don't appreciate? You're doing and you're loving and your love is unconditional. And I was listening to a lady, she was like, we're in the season of let them leave. Will it hurt? Yes. Let them walk away. Let them lose you. No matter who it is, when people don't want to stay in your life, let them go about their business. So, you might be in a season where you just had to let them. And, the things that I've been through and the mental and physical toll that it has taken on me, I am, yeah, let them, because I didn't deserve it. And yeah, it's your loss. I realize that some days you whoever it is, family, friend, like I say, lover, whoever it is, I'd be like, that's their loss. I didn't lose anything, but then there are some days when, I question, like, what is wrong with me? You know, why did you throw me away? And why, you know, can't I be loved? And, you know, I go through those days because, you know, I don't understand. You know, I was this good person to you and you just threw me away like I didn't matter. And it hurts. And yeah, it made me sad. You know, it made me, you know, want to, you know, I think now, you know, I don't even remember who I was talking to, but I was telling them that I thought about, you know, I got to take care of my grandbabies and, you know, I want them to have the best life possible. And I'm going to do everything I can to give them that life. And then, you know, there's this part of me that feels like the people that I love the most and do the most for, you know, when I feel like I get thrown away, I'm not appreciated, and then I'm not valued, and it's disheartening, and it hurts, and, you know, and I also am learning with every situation in my life that arises to shift my perspective to, you know, maybe they're not supposed to see your value. Maybe God has hidden you in plain sight. Maybe God has hidden your value for a reason. You are, you know, Tyler Perry was talking and he said, you know, people come in your life, and he used the analogy of when they launched a spaceship. When you launch a spaceship, you got the rocket boosters. And the rocket boosters is to carry the shuttle up. And then after the shuttle reaches the altitude that it's supposed to, the boosters fall off. And, you know, maybe, just maybe, the people that God allowed to treat you like crap after everything you've done, maybe they were just the boosters to propel you into your greatness. And, you know, maybe, but it doesn't lessen the hurt, because when you love somebody, you know, even though it may propel you to greatness, you're still human. It still hurts. But I'm learning to, you know, not question God, because not that I'm going to get an answer all the time, but to trust that he knows what's best for me. And, I feel like everything that I've been going through is insane to me, you know, and I've never known this much hurt again in my whole 53 years of life. And even on my days when I'm just not too good, I still want to fight. You know, I got a will to fight even in the tears, because, you know, I just feel like, you know, I've come too far to give up now. And I'm nosy. Like, I ain't nosy in nobody's business, but I'm nosy. I want to see what this produces, because it can't be all in vain. This got to be taking me somewhere, because, you know, somebody told me that, you know, my path is more difficult because my calling is higher. And I heard them. Mm-hmm. And not that I'm saying that I don't believe them, but, you know, I'm like, Lord, I don't want to be on your strongest soldier list, because your daughter is tired. Mm-hmm. So that's how I feel. Like, you know, and maybe my calling is higher. And, you know, I know that, you know, down the line, when God gets finished doing whatever it is he's doing, you know, right now, I don't see the purpose in the storm. And you won't see the purpose in the storm until you see the growth it produces. So don't give up. You know, note to self, don't give up in the storm, because, you know, every storm, I don't care what storm it is, every storm at some point has to run out of rain. And, you know, the scripture said, after you have suffered a while, and, you know, somebody was preaching that, and I was listening, and I was saying to myself, like, Lord, what's your definition of a while? Because this is your humble servant, Lord, and I'm tired. You know, excuse me, a while has been a whiling, and I'm tired. You know, I want some light in this tunnel. You know, I Lord, just give me a small win right now on the way to the big win, you know, because there are things I gotta do, you know. And, you know, and I know on the other side of this depression and anxiety and this pain and this everything that I'm going through, you know, on the other side of this is greatness. I do believe that. And I do believe that I'm destined for greatness. Do I want to go through what I'm going through to get to greatness? Nope. Because don't nobody want to go through all of this and being sad and losing weight and losing people you love and crying and just a basket case. No, I don't, you know, I don't want to go through this. I want to be, you know, I didn't crawl through the broken glass, you know, of my brokenness to live a mediocre life. I'm sorry. You know, I am prepared for magic. Okay, guys, I'm prepared for a blessing, because, like, yeah, it's gotta be something more to this than, you know, everything, you know. It this can't be, you know, all. And, you know, I had posted one time, I said, nobody tells you how hard it is to rewire your brain so you can allow amazing things to happen to you after so much trauma and hurt. And, you know, blessings exist, good people exist, a softer life exists. Let it happen. And, you know, sometimes when you haven't been happy in so long, happiness could smack you right in the face and you wouldn't even recognize it. And, you know, that's my prayer too. Like, Lord, you know, when something good comes along, allow me to be able to recognize it, because I've been in a dark space, you know, for so long, you know, and, you know, now I'm realizing how beneficial being alone for a while is, taking time from relationships, finding out who I am and what I want from life, learning to love and grow and to love myself. And, you know, I know that, you know, I'm learning that being happy without needing someone else, like, it's crucial. You have to, because, you know, me being alone, and I'm totally fine with that. You know, do I want love? But I want to be loved the way I'm supposed to be loved. I don't want to ever have to wonder again if the person I'm with loves me. I want to know that I am loved. You know, I want to give the love I give. I want to receive that in return. And, you know, that's one thing that I'm very content with, because, you know, in the space that I'm in, you know, sometimes people jump in relationships and, you know, people, you know, everybody different, you know, things for different folks, you know, so I am, you know, I've been so broken and heartbroken and depressed and sad, you know, over this thing that, you know, somebody could come along and that really wants to give me the world, but that unhealed me will not allow this person to love me because of what I've been through. You know, so, you know, healing is a must. And, you know, in spite of everything that I've been through, I am very much committed to my healing. I'm very much committed to, you know, seeing this thing through. You know, I feel like, you know, I can't afford to mess up. I'm like, God has given me, you know, a second chance. And I said last week, you know, when we say we want what God wants for us, you know, get ready, because it's not going to be the tiptoe through the tulips. You know, sometimes you're going to have to cry. Sometimes you lay awake at night, but that's all right. You know, Jesus going to fix it. And, you know, I'm learning so much about myself. And, you know, I said, you know, you don't always have to pray until the walls fall down. You don't always have to beg until you have no words left. You don't have to always be in battle mode. And, you know, because, you know, what if surrender is the key? What if rest is what God is asking for? What if your ability to let go is the very act that God uses to bring the promise? Sometimes the promise comes right when we're letting go. And you know what? Maybe your surrender is the final test. And, you know, I posted earlier today that the pain will always be exceeded by the promise. And, you know, I don't know, you know, and again, I'm not even sure I'm supposed to know or understand. But do I have my breakdowns? I do. I have my breakdowns, and then I get up and do it again. I'm going to do it, you know. And I was trying to keep myself from crying because I was like, I'm tired of crying. I don't want to cry, you know. Forget that crying. And last week, sometimes I couldn't stop it. The tears came, and I've been crying every day since. And that's okay. When it comes, I'm going to let it come. And, you know, I'm trying to look at, you know, the job situation is, or every rejection is God saying, Cheryl, it's okay. That's not what I want for you. And, you know, am I frustrated? Yeah, I am, because I just need a coin. But I'm like, okay, God, I accept that. That's not what you want from me, for me. And I know, you know, the enemy, he can creep in like, oh, yeah, you thought you was going to get that job, didn't you? And you didn't get the job. And it just makes you feel, you know, earlier on in this journey, I felt like I wasn't worthy. And I didn't understand why, you know, I was done the way I, you know, done. And, you know, why I was hurt the way I was hurt. And, you know, and where the hurt came from. And, it was just so much. And I didn't understand it. And I still don't understand it again. And maybe, just maybe, it's, you know, God is saying it's none of your business. Don't worry about it. And I know the human part of you wants to understand, but can you just trust me? Can you just leave it alone? Can you just not worry about it today or tomorrow? To just actually just surrender. Just take your hands off of it. Just trust me that everything that I've taken from you, I'm going to give you something better. You know, the beauty for ashes. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I feel like I just feel icky sometimes, but I am, you know, there are days that I'm like really excited, even through the seasons of no money and not having, you know, everything I want, but I got what I need. And, I'm excited to see what God is going to do, because I just believe that although I don't know, you know, all of God's business, and I would like to know some of God's business concerning me. But one thing I have learned through all of this, you guys, I have learned to not get ahead of God. You know, even though you pray, God is for me, let me have it. And when, as pertaining to the job situation, you know, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't want to be in an environment that I, you know, don't want to be in. You know, work, relationship, family, whatever it is. And, you know, I'm don't want to have to cry and pray my way out of anything ever again in my life, because this has been a season of, I almost died. Situations were killing me, and you know, I was just yet holding on. And God saw that it was killing me. And you know, when I look at my situation, I know God is saying she's gonna have to cry, but I gotta get my daughter out of this. And it hurt like hell, but I thank God for loving me enough to not leave me in the space where I was breaking even more. And since I came out of that space, you know, a few more spaces have broke me. And it's like, wow, you know, and I just, God, I trust you. You know, even with the little bit of faith that I have, and, you know, I'm working on that, and I want God to increase my faith and all of that. But through it all, God has been good to me, and he didn't let me, he really didn't let me fall. Have I cried a lot? Yes. Depressed? Yes. Anxiety? Yes. Panic attacks? Yes. Weight loss, yes. Suicidal ideologies, yes. What didn't want to live, yes. A lot. I felt like God was doing an injustice, because why would he allow me to go through this? And only way you're going to know why God allowed you to go through this, you know, I was telling somebody the other day, you know, I want that aha moment with God. I want that, yes, now I understand. And, you know, I don't know WHEN, but I know IWIN. And I am ex I can't say I'm excited all the time because, you know, things don't look like I want them to look. And I don't know what God is doing in the background. And, you know, it's none of my business, because he probably say, if I give her a little glimpse, she gonna take it on her hands with the little glimpse that I gave her to do the rest her way. And God wants to give me I call it a stay in blessing. So the diamond doesn't shine until it's been in some crushing and, in the fire, and the wine doesn't get its value until it has went through the process. And, you can get cheap wine anywhere. You know, it's made quickly, but that good wine, like at the feast, the man said, usually the good wine is served first. But when Jesus turned the water into wine and turned my mess into my blessing, that's the good stuff. He had to, let all the other mess come through, and now he's purifying me. He's forging me in the fire, and it's been some crushing and some breaking, and it doesn't always feel good. And even though it doesn't feel good, I know it's working for my good. And God, even though I don't understand, and I don't know some days, and I cry some days, and I'm weary, and I don't know how I'm gonna make it, I know that he's taking and cleaning up my brokenness. He's molding me, and he's making me, and he's fortifying me, and he's anchoring me, and he's giving me the ability and the tools needed to carry the gift, to walk into my purpose, to be able to maintain everything that I've been asking for. And truth is, you may not know why or what God is doing behind the scenes. You may not understand. And maybe it's just not for you to understand. We used to sing a song when we was in church. We'll understand it better by and by. And, I'm learning not to, be so hard on myself, because, there are things that I want to do. And it's crazy because the things that I'm trying to do, I can't do it by myself. I know it's going to take the God, the only wise God, to set the dominoes in place so that, so everything falls in succession. Everything comes together, as needed. And, I'm learning that what God gives you, he addeth no sorrow. And I know if I was able to do everything that I'm trying to bring into fruition, I know that sorrow would have been all around it, and I would lose it, and that might have took me out for real. And God just saying, I got to build you up to be able to carry the gift, to carry your vision. And I know there's purpose in my pain, and it doesn't feel good right now, but God made me a promise. He said that he would never leave me nor will he forsake me. And, you know, I thank everybody for listening. And to next week, you have a blessed week ahead. And I love you all. And trust that God knows what he's doing. Even if it don't feel good. Even if you cry every day. Just trust that his plan is better than yours. I love you. And so does God. Have a wonderful, wonderful week and weekend.